Does the timing, let me ask a question today, does the timing make any difference? Yes, the right moment, place, and just right time and location can make all the difference of the world. Can you ever consider in your life, did timing matter anything in my life? Well, you know, our everyday life is a lot of things are about timing. I mean, we don't go around and try to purchase something on the day of our vacation. We plan ahead. We purchase ahead and make reservations, not on the day that your vacation starts. We don't go around and swimming in outdoor swimming pools into winter cold February. No, we don't do that. That's going to be too cold. We don't plant tomatoes or corns in the freezing winter. No, we know that won't go well. We don't start diet on a long holidays. Why? Because you know that doesn't work too well. Likewise, you know, you miss a flight if you don't arrive in the gate on a time, and after the gate is closed, you cannot get on board. You can avoid the worst traffic jam or the accident just by minutes or even seconds. And the matter of seconds and minutes, you can avoid them in our life. And you know, as a parent, if you have a young child, the moment you turn your eyes off and turn your head away from your child, in that short period of time, your child can get into trouble. In sports, just we saw this video, it's a split-second decision that can make a difference. Not only in basketballs, but in footballs and soccers and all of the sports. It's all about timing. The quarterback who throws a ball to the receiver, if there is no receiver to receive it or the timing is not right, there will be no successful pass. Soccer the same, basketball the same, or any sports, baseball, everything is all about timing. As we begin our first Advent Sunday, we want to recognize not only the significance of the season that we are entering into, but also the strategic nature of those moments that Christ came to us. And we will refer to this strategic nature of time as timing. And through the series, these four Sundays in Advent, we want to look at into this theme, and that theme is the miracle of Christmas. We are going to look at some decorations just outdoor, outside in the plaza. We are looking at that Christmas tree. At night times, there will be Christmas lights all over the church. And when you go to buildings, shopping centers, you will see beginning to have those Christmas decorations. But the truth is, it's so easy to get all wrapped up with the beauty of the charm of the season, but we miss the miracle of Christmas. So this Christmas season, we want to focus and spend some time, moments, reflecting on the significance of Jesus' birth and the miracle. And today, we are going to look at the timing of Jesus' arrival. Now, our passage, Galatians 4, chapter 4, is an incredible verse. It says, "But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law." The Bible lets us know that it was just the right timing that God decided to send Jesus upon that time. It was not 3,000 years ago. It was not 1,000 years ago. It is not today that God can send his Son, but it was 2,000 years ago that it was perfect timing. So, Jesus is coming. It was not out of the blue. It was not happened by accident or coincidence. But the birth and the coming of Jesus, it was a perfect timing of God. The right moment. So today we're going to look at three things, three miracles, what Jesus' arrival, his timing, his moment brings to us. In 2,000 years later, what is it that Christmas 2,000 years ago means to us in timing? Number one, Jesus came at the right moment. As I said, God sent his son Jesus at a set time, a right time in the fullness of time. The miracle of perfect moment and timing happened right then because it was the perfect time to do it. The reality, however, people missed this miracle. I mean, they were so busy, they didn't really care about this arrival of the new baby. No people really came and welcomed or celebrated Jesus' birth. Everyone, they were busy with their works, their life. They didn't pay attention to this young girl giving the first birth of her life out of in the stable in Bethlehem. At just the right time in history, Jesus was born, and the coming of Christ into the world, that was not a matter of choice or coincidence, and his coming was a part of divine plan of God. Now, this is what Warren Wiersbe, he writes in the book, Be Free. This is what he wrote. Historians tell us that the Roman world was in great expectation, waiting for a deliverer at the time Jesus was born. The old religions were dying. The old philosophies were empty and powerless to change men's lives. Strange new mystery religions were invading the empire. Religious bankruptcy and spiritual hunger were everywhere. God was preparing the world for the arrival of his son. As you see, from a historical perspective, the Roman Empire reached its height as God prepared this Roman Empire to be. The Roman Empire, as we know, it had many, many roads that was just connecting everywhere. Thus the saying, all roads lead to Rome. Why? Because the Rome at the center of the empire wanted to reach out to all the corners of the colony, that it made the transportation and traveling and commerce available through this centralized and yet very developed road system. And we know under the Roman Empire, the language was just highlighted, the Roman soldiers, the guards, and the peace that brought. It was the exact time that everything became so possible that God set the right time to send his son Jesus to us. Perfect timing. The Old Testament prophecies, they prophesied the coming of the Messiah, and that was the right moment to send his son Jesus to us. The perfect timing. God made a miracle to make all things perfect, to send his son Jesus to us. Number two, Jesus provides at the right moment. How many of you would say, I need a miracle in my life? I need God's miracle in my health. I need God's miracle in money. I need his miracle in my future, my family, my relationships, my problems, my situation and conditions. I mean, all of us, we need God's miracles. Now, does God give miracles? Can God give miracles? Of course, God can. Indeed, God can. And what is that perfect timing about Jesus' coming? It's about Jesus coming to give us that miracle that we need in our life. Jesus gave us this miracle through his coming. God gives big miracles, and God gives small miracles. Now, the big miracle. What is God's big miracle? You know, God abominates the sin, and the sinners are but to be eternally perished. But God gave a way through his sending of his son, Jesus Christ, to us, that he made a way to make it happen. How? Through his son and Jesus Christ's death on the cross, that bloodshed, the payment for our sin that washes away and forgives, that makes the sinners able to approach God, and we become God's child. And that is the greatest, the biggest miracle that God has performed. God has reversed and changed the course from separation, from death, to acceptance and forgiveness and life. And this transformation is the biggest miracle that ever can happen through giving His Son, Jesus Christ, to us. Now we are God's child. We are heirs to God's kingdom. And that nothing can take that away. Nothing can nullify that. Nothing can cancel that. God has declared this, and Jesus Christ made that miracle available to us by His coming and His resurrection. And then there are small miracles. More. God is able and capable to give also what I call auxiliary miracles. I mean, extra bonus that comes along with Christ in our life. Just at the right time, Christ in our life can give us these small miracles that we dearly need in our life. Listen to some of the promises in the Bible. Deuteronomy 11:14. Then I will send rain on your land in its season, both autumn and spring rains, so that you may gather in your grain, new wine, and olive oil. Psalm 104. All creatures look to you to give them their food at the proper time. Psalm 145 and 15. The eyes of all look to you. The next PowerPoint, please. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. And God knows exactly. God knows exactly what you and I, we go through in our life. And He knows when we know we need these things in our life. At the just right time. At the just right time. God will come to you and provide all we need in our life. And God is delighted to give small miracles in our life. How does God do it? Through His Son, Jesus. God not only blesses us with big miracles, but with everyday small miracles that we need in our life. How? Through Jesus. Now, you might ask me, when? When does God give miracles in our life? Well, when we have no other options, no other resources, no other ways, but you, God, only you can give me this miracle in my life. That's when God starts His work. You know, we try to do it our own ways, with our own wits, with our own abilities, our own resources, our networks, and everything that we do with our efforts. God will say, okay, you can try all your best and let's see what you can do. But when we come to that point, all right, God, I had enough. I can't do anything about this. I have no ways to do this. It is you and only you can help me. Please come and help me. And that's when God can come and give us miracles in our life. Too many people. They are immersed with the season, this high season, busy activity of the season, without ever expecting, wanting, desiring this miracle that God can bring to their life through Jesus Christ. But you and I, what are we going to do this, you know, Advent season as we await for Jesus' coming on Christmas? We can expect Jesus came to deliver us free from the bondage and give us that wonderful miracles that we need in our life. Prayerfully anticipate that Jesus brings to us that miracles in our life. Number three, finally, Jesus promised the final right moment. You know, all good things, they come to those who patiently wait and long wait. Thus the saying, the good things come to those who wait. And that's true. And there are numerous stories, folk stories, novels, and stories just tell us this theme, that when we wait patiently, good things come. And I am fascinated by this one Korean folk story that tells that story of long wait and good things come. And that story is Chunhyangjeon. This is the story of Chunhyangjeon. A young man named Lee Mong-yong, the son of a local magistrate in Joseon Dynasty, he falls in love with Song Chunhyang, the beautiful daughter of a retired female entertainer, Gisaeng. Despite their social class difference, they fall in love and promising eternal devotion to each other. However, Lee Mong-yong must leave her because his father has been transferred to a new position in a different city. He promises her that he will return after he passes the civil service exam. Now, there is a new magistrate, a corrupt and wicked Byeonhak-do arrives in the town, and he was captured by Chunhyang's beauty, and he orders her to become his mistress. But Chunhyang bravely refuses his demands, declaring that she will remain faithful to her lover. And that made Byeonhak-do so angry, enraged by her defiance, the corrupt and wicked Byeonhak-do has her brutally tortured and thrown into prison, threatening her with an execution on his birthday. And meanwhile, her lover, Lee Mong-yong, successfully passes the exam, and he becomes a secret royal inspector in Amaengwasa, tasked with investigating local government corruptions. Now, he arrives in the town in disguise as a beggar, and he attends Byeonhak-do's birthday feast. And at the feast, Lee Mong-yong reveals his true identity, and he punishes Byeonhak-do and rescues Chunhyang from her impending execution. And the couple finally and happily reunited, their love and loyalty were rewarded, and their marriage legitimized. That's the story of Chunhyangjeon. Now, remember I said I am fascinated by the story? Why? Because it's a Bible story, almost like. Did you ever thought of that? Look at the main characters. Lee Mong-yong in the story reflects Jesus-like character. Song Chunhyang resembles the bride of Jesus, the church, us, you and us. We are all Chunhyangs. And the corrupt and wicked Byeonhak-do is a Satan-like figure trying to destroy the church. The church must withstand and endure the sufferings of Byeonhak-do, just as Chunhyang did. You and I, we must endure and be patient. Why and how? Remember Lee Mong-yong, he promised her to come back. That sounds pretty familiar, isn't it? Our groom, Jesus, promised us that he will return one day. We wait for our Lord Jesus' return. And all we come to this final consummation, when Jesus returns, everything will be righteous and to a final end. Just as powerful Lee Mong-yong's return have changed everything, the return of Christ will change everything. So yes, good things come to for those who wait patiently. That's true. And our Jesus, our Lord Jesus, Master, the Master of time and moment, he promised to return. What is the coming of Jesus? That coming of Jesus and his life gives us that moment and time to look forward. We don't waste every day just, you know, living. We live every day for waiting for the return of Christ. So at this present time and moment, we wait in hope for Christ's return. Now, we're better, much better off than Chunhyang. Why? Chunhyang, his lover, Lee Mong-young, she never knew when this, Lee Mong-young had, whether he passed or succeeded the state exam. Just she was in prison and waiting in hope and faith. But you and I, we already know our Lord Jesus is the victor and the triumphant winner. He has passed through that test with flying check marks. He is the winner who has triumphed over the death and resurrected, giving us that new hope in Christ. And it was told to us that Jesus is our winner. And you and I, we have already won. We don't blindly wait, but we were told the victory story that Jesus is the winner, and we just have to wait for his return. We're better, much better off than Chunhyang in the story. Jesus overcame the sting of death, Satan's demise of crucifixion, triumphed the death by his resurrection, all giving us the stories that testifies that Jesus is the winner, and we know and believe that Jesus have won already, have passed the state exam. All we have to do is just wait in hopes. So let me give you the conclusion of this message. One moment in time can determine our eternal destiny. That's true. This very moment, we can change our earthly direction as well as our eternal destiny. Choosing Jesus, and you are choosing the master and ruler of the time and moment who have given these things promised to us, that through Jesus, miracles are given to us. Miracles can be ours. And through Jesus, the moment will come of his return. This promise, we just simply have to wait and await in patience, in hopes. We know already that Christ have already won, passed exam. So this is the right time that we want to await Jesus. In Christ Jesus, many miracles are ours. Jesus gives us big miracle and countless small miracles. In Christ Jesus, he gives us the final promised right moment. And that right moment is ours to those who wait and long for Christ's return. Let us pray. Our precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beginning of the Advent season, Christ coming and the birth of Jesus in Christmas time. And we want to remember and prepare our hearts for the coming of Jesus. And Jesus, who is the Lord and ruler of the time and moments, have changed everything. Jesus' coming have changed the blessing, the biggest blessing that ever happened in the history of this history, that Christ have made this miracle, that our access to God, that we can have fellowship with Christ. We are heirs to God's kingdom. What a wonderful miracle that happened through Jesus. And not only that, we can have many, many countless miracles and blessings in our life through Jesus. And all we can wait in those times and moments for that moment that Christ have promised to us. So Father, it's not just another Christmas that we want to spend and go by. But we want to reflect these promises, miracles in Christ. Thank you. In Jesus' name I prayed. Amen.